events occur and the big guests appear. Find out first. Text WLS to 68683 and we'll send it directly to your cell. That's WLS to 68683. WLS. Ride,
Captain, ride upon your mystery ship. 823, Paul Harris for Don Wade in Roma. You know the name Sally Ride. She became an American hero as the first American woman in space in 1983. Went on two rides on the space shuttle. Spent 8 years with NASA, then returned to academia as a physicist. And for the last several years has concentrated on climate change, which is why she's written two new books, Mission Planet Earth and Mission Save the Planet. Both of them aimed at getting kids to understand the science and urging them to some action against climate change at the local level. Dr. Sally Ride, welcome to the Big 89 WLS. It's nice to talk to you again.
Great talking to you again.
Tell me a little bit about why targeting kids can change the view of the world on climate change.
You know, it's really interesting. Part of what I'm doing these days is a lot of science education that's targeted at students in fourth or fifth through eighth or ninth grade. And I've got a science education company that puts on a lot of science events and science programs for kids in this age group. And over the last 4 or 5 years, what we've been hearing from these kids is questions about climate change, about energy issues, and about asking about things that they can do, because they're already hearing that this is a problem, but they don't have the basic information. They haven't been able to learn from their teachers the basic science behind it. And they're trying to get a good understanding of it. So it was very clear to me that it was important to get good scientific information in an understandable way out to these students so that we could answer their questions. And it's particularly important because the kids growing up today are out ahead of the rest of us. They're already aware of the issue, and they're already, you know, recycling is a part of their lives. They know this terminology, and they're looking for other things that they can do to help. And they're dragging the rest of us into the next decade and into the next era of recycling, energy efficiency, and coming up with things that can help combat climate change. So getting some information out to them that they could use that can make them have a better understanding, be able to explain it to others, and be able to come up with a variety of different things that they could do around the home, around school, in their communities, just very simple things in their daily lives, was really important to them and therefore really important to me.
You have had the unique view of this planet from up in space back in the mid-80s, and you probably have talked to several of the other people who have had that unique view themselves on the shuttle missions of the last quarter century. Have you talked to them about whether they can see climate change? I know you can't see it in any one individual view or maybe even two, but I wonder over the course of two or three decades whether the astronaut corps has been able to visualize climate change from space.
The astronaut corps has. We've had people going up into space now for several decades, and there are even some astronauts whose careers have spanned a couple of decades. And they report that even the difference between going up in the early 1970s compared to the mid to late 1980s, they were able to see a change even then. And this could be changes in water resources, in levels of lakes in dry parts of the world, in encroaching water in wetlands, just some things that they noticed that were different from when they had gone into space the first time. And, you know, I'll tell you that the view of the planet is very, very striking. And astronauts are real tourists when they get up there. We spend a lot of our time at the window with cameras, photographing and documenting what we're seeing, just as any tourist would, because the view is spectacular. So we're actually pretty good observers of the Earth.
I'm sure. And I'm sure NASA has the photographic evidence of that change over time. Now, since we're talking about a government agency here in NASA, they're also involved in climate science. Do you think that the policies of the federal government can change what has been done to this Earth?
I think they can. NASA has a long history in Earth observations and studying the Earth. Astronauts are a very, very small part of that. NASA has, since the 1960s, in sending satellites into orbit that study Earth, starting with the weather satellites that we all now just take for granted as a daily part of our lives and weather reporting, up to a whole variety of satellites, I mean, many tens of satellites that have completely transformed what we know about our planet, how we understand the ways in which the Earth works, and how we understand our increasing impact on Earth. So NASA, just as one government agency, has been a huge part of our growing understanding that's developed really significantly over the last 20 years especially of our planet. And now that that evidence is in and it's scientifically well substantiated, I think the U.S. government is in a position to start putting in place certain policies that will help change our impact on our planet. It's being done in many other countries, and we've started to do that in this country, but we have a ways that we can go.
NASA yesterday launched its first moonshot in a decade, sending up a pair of unmanned science probes that will help determine where astronauts could land next time we go to the moon. Next week will mark 40 years since those first footprints were put on the moon. Where were you on July 20th, 1969?
Well, when I was growing up, I was fascinated by science, but I was also a competitive tennis player. And I was actually at a national junior tennis tournament in Wilmington, Delaware, when Apollo 11 landed on the moon and when Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. And it's of course, a day that I'll never forget, as anyone who was old enough to be in front of a TV set on that day will never forget. And it probably, I stayed up late. I was so fascinated by it, it probably cost me a tennis match the next morning. I lost the next morning.
You know, I still consider it the greatest scientific achievement in history, and I'm embarrassed for our species that we haven't been back there in 37 years. I can't wait for the next time we go there or beyond.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that if you had asked probably anyone on the planet, 40 years ago or 39 years ago, whether it would be so long, and it will be longer, before we get people back to the moon, I don't think anybody would have believed you. I think most people would have thought we'd been on Mars by now.
Dr. Sally Ride's books are Mission Planet Earth and Mission Save the Planet. You can find her online at SallyRideScience.com. Thank you so much. It's great having you on.
Thank you. Great to talk to you again.
Sally Ride here with Paul Harris on the Don Wade and Roma Show on the Big 89 WLS.